Mr. Dimitri.
Yes. Hi, my name's Dimitri Vlakos, and I'm with Pony Express.
Pony Express, P-W-N-I-E. I love that spelling. Very clever.
Yes, yes.
Express.com. And I will say, I've never met a Dimitri that wasn't brilliant. Ah. There's something about that name. It's always the scientist guys or Dimitri.
Yeah, I'll try not to break that trend.
Okay, try not to. That's good. Now, you guys have been on the show before, but for our new listeners, and by the way, we have over 1,000 viewing right now. Tell us what you guys do.
So, Pony, we're all about IoT security. So helping people understand, you know, it starts with understanding what you actually have in your environment. So we're seeing more and more devices being connected in newer and newer parts of the business. And people usually don't even know they're there.
Right.
And they're increasing the risk that we're seeing from just data breaches to actually impacting safety, real revenue impacts, production line impacts. We see a lot of, whether it's healthcare, manufacturing, or a lot of public facilities, things like stadiums, a lot of places where you're seeing more and more connectivity come into parts that weren't there before.
Now, this is a huge landscape and very difficult to get a view of it. How do you get a handle on a Fortune 100 company that has 100,000 employees and 75,000 mobile devices floating around? How do you find them? How do you look at it?
So just to give you an idea, we're actually in the NOC here at Black Hat providing IoT security. We're the IoT security solution for Black Hat. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
So I noticed my phone did not get hacked this year.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it did last year.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. So just to give you a sense here, we have 13 sensors that are deployed across the whole environment.
Okay.
And we're seeing all types, you know, any mobile, Bluetooth, any types of those devices we're seeing in the airspace. And in the NOC, make all those different connections. And what we're really focused on, the way you go after that is you don't just want to say, hey, what are the devices there? Because people aren't deploying IoT to deploy devices. They're deploying them for mission critical purposes.
Yeah.
So for example, you look here, some of the critical networks are the training facilities. Some of the critical networks are the registration sites, right? Where you, if those don't work. And so we're really focused on baselining what's there, those critical networks, and then understanding what's coming in the environment that's trying to disrupt those areas, disrupt those critical networks. So that's how we go from a huge environment with tons of devices and tons of data to scoping it down to what's really critical and protecting those critical systems.
Now, we're streaming live from Livestream on a wireless connection. not a lot of bandwidth, but, you know, it's working most of the time.
Yep.
So is my Livestream box showing up on your scan? How interesting.
Absolutely. And we will see, you know, so the things we're really interested in looking at is, are you seeing really trusted, protected assets, devices that are connected to critical networks and then perhaps connecting to others. So if we saw your device, for example, which is probably on the open network here.
Probably, right.
Right, but if we started to see that connect to a more critical network that's really important to the Black Hat team, that would flag something suspicious.
Now, we've been streaming 3 days, 8 to 10 hours a day continuously. Is that going to pop up on your sensors? Because I'm a high user, see what I mean? Maybe not a malicious user, but...
Correct. We will see you as always connected.
Right.
And continually connected and always associated. So we wouldn't view that as suspicious. That's more of the baseline of connectivity that we're seeing in the environment. We would know what type of device that is, the manufacturer, its purpose, what it's doing. But we wouldn't flag it as suspicious unless there is behavioral changes or there's certainly... maliciously built, purpose-built devices that if we see those, malicious APs, things of that nature, we would definitely flag those.
So if I go get a cookie and somebody hops on there, goes to thewhitehouse.com, we got a little change in the subject matter, and that's not what you think it is, by the way. that might change the subject, and people might say, oh, wait a minute, and maybe that would be different behavior, because that's a malicious site.
Yeah, and there's definitely, even going to the White House, it's really... So it's all about what's important to the people who are monitoring this environment.
Okay, so they kind of set the rules.
They set the rules. So it might be, if you take a regular corporation, they might not care that you're going to White House, right? But they might, if they see you starting to connect to more business-critical resources that you shouldn't, that's certainly a change. Why is that? What changed on that device?
Cool, right. Huh?
Yeah, these guys are cool. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, on Wall Street, where I spent most of my career, going to that site would definitely set a flag, and it may actually get that person fired.
Correct.
You mentioned something very interesting, stadium. We talk about the sports industry, entertainment. Think about a stadium with so many people. Almost everyone has one device. All of the vendors. Let's say there's a drone overhead, and that drone is trying to collect IP addresses Is that, would you be able to detect that drone in the air over the stadium?
So just to give you some flavor, we've detected a number of drones here because...
Here inside the venue?
Yep, because actually up in the Innovation District and in up there, they're experimenting and they've definitely been flying some drones to show some connectivity and some different exercises. And so we detected those drones. But so if you look at stadiums, is a great example of where you have business critical infrastructure. You've got coaching systems, you've got ticketing systems, you've got HVAC, you've got all the building maintenance, and you've got your security systems are all connected now. And by the way, if you and I go to a baseball game, a football game, they're providing Wi-Fi, right?
Which are we going to?
Well, Patriots, but but you'll notice there that right one of the big parts of a fan experience today is Wi-Fi access, and so how do you make sure we're providing that to the consumer while also protecting those critical infrastructure? And it's the same in healthcare, where you go to health, you're expecting to have Wi-Fi access, but you've got medical devices that are absolutely critical to delivering healthcare, and then in manufacturing we see you don't have as much as the public side of manufacturing. But you have absolutely critical infrastructure that is more and more connected. And if that goes down, your production goes
right.
down.
Now, I hope you're getting tired of this question, but it's one of my favorite questions. The Dark Knight, one of my favorite movies of all time, maybe my favorite movie. Remember at the end, Mr. Fox turns on all the cell phones in Gotham City so he can use them for visuals and he finds it. It's technically possible, correct?
Yeah, I think, could you tap into all those phones? Sure. Perhaps.
Now, your half is, though, you are literally watching all those phones on a particular network. If they're there, you know they're there. You're seeing them, right? That's half the equation, in a way.
It is a part. It's half the equation for both sides, right?
Yeah.
You need to in that scenario, you've got to know the phones are there to be able to use them. And you also actually have to know they're there to defend against that type of thing.
Right.
But I think what we've seen is a lot of the traditional IT security, people are very used to this notion of ownership and control. I own all the devices. I own all the infrastructure. I control it. I procured it. And that's really changing, right? BYOD was kind of the first phase. Like you're saying, people bring in phones. Well, I have to start to be aware of those and how it's interacting with my data and my infrastructure. IoT takes that one step further, where you're going to see more and more of the business sides of the organization bringing in new technologies. And the IT team doesn't know about it until after it's integrated. So absolutely, seeing what's there is step one. And we have to move beyond just seeing, oh, there's a device on the network. It's an IP address. It's a Mac. We really need to know, why is it there? What's its purpose? What really is that device? That's what's key. So I think that's what's really changing this landscape when you talk about IoT.
That's great. So detection, asset control,
assessment.
And assessment, and then really
response.
Being, you're really out there in the forefront, gathering that information and sending up all the alerts. And, and what, in terms of solutions, do you provide immediate solutions for your clients? How does that work?
So we look at it as three stages: identify, assess, and respond. So you need to be able to identify, like I talked about, identify the devices at a very specific level, not just MAC address. And then you need to be able to assess. So continue to look at them. What's changing? What are they interacting with? What types of risks do they bring into the environment? And then being able to actually respond. So that might be isolating the device. It might be actually inhibiting the device from being able to communicate, right? And then locating it from a actual location standpoint. And then also, of course, you don't want all this new intelligence about IoT security to live in an island. It's got to be integrated. Just like in the NOC here, we're integrating our data with the SIM they're using. We're integrating with the firewall they're using. All these different pieces, because they want that intelligence beyond just a standalone solution.
Absolutely. What keeps Dimitri awake at night? What do you worry about?
What keeps Dimitri up at night? My kids. But no, outside of that, I think what keeps me up is the notion of we're really moving past just the notion of data being stolen as a major cyber risk. The major cyber risks are now production lines. They're now safety. Now you go in a hospital, you're getting great care, but there's real risk to safety and life with these types of new technologies getting integrated. So I think, how do we get everybody to realize this risk and really start to take action?
Excellent. Dimitri from Pony Express, PWNIEEXPRESS.com for our podcast listeners. Thanks for coming on the show. You're always
thank
welcome.
Thank you, guys.
One of my favorite products.
Thank you very much.
And watch that live stream box for me. Make sure
it
doesn't go anywhere.
Well, I'll keep an eye
back
on it.
Back in a minute here on SecurityGuyTV.com at Livestream at Black Hat 2017. Back in a minute.